This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's 1,000 other shows you could be watching, listening to, you know, that kind of thing, but you've chosen this one, so I do very much appreciate it, more than you know. So if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can give me your name. Your email address, I'm sorry, and we send out an email every week. We let you know who's going to be in the show and what we're going to be talking about, things that I do sell, the shirts that I have on, hashtag stand for America, hashtag stand to make America great again, hashtag stand against the resistance, okay? I mean, these guys are just, anyway. Well, President Trump gave a speech. Now, you already know, as always happens, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, they're going to push back on you. We already know this is going to happen, right? But I don't ever expect, and I should expect it now all the time, but even our side pushes back on the man. They just hate him so much because he's so much out of the mainstream. It's not because he's a bigot. It's not because he's a racist. It's not because of any of those things. But it's because they hate him so much. He doesn't play the way they want him to play. He's endangering their livelihood. Yeah, he really is. You know, when you looked at how much money that Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan get from the insurance companies, from the healthcare companies, from the pharmaceutical companies, no wonder they love these people. No wonder they're not, you know, putting pedal to the metal to make this stuff happen. I wouldn't if I was them. There's too much money involved. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. So anyway, as the president was giving his speech today, what I really thought was interesting was the left losing their minds. And I'm not joking. I'm talking losing their minds over him talking about nuking, North Korea, kind of pretty much threatening them, which I got to tell you, I was all for. I didn't have a problem with any of that stuff. But they kept forgetting what their own people had said over a period of time. They kept forgetting what Obama said, what Clinton said, a few others. Let's get to destroying, you know, here's one. Yeah, can I pull? Yeah, I can do that. No, I can't. I'm not going to. Because I want time to play these out. And you know me, I can't keep my mouth shut. And I'm going to be all over these. But when you think about what is going on right now, in some of these countries, what's being done to women? What's being done to Christians? What's being done to others? Are we going to have another Holocaust? Is that what we're going to end up finding out 10, 15, 20 years down the road? Is it what the North Korean dictator did to his people? Right? What the Iranian regime did to their people? I'm just asking. Because I'm really fearing that we have become so politically correct. We've become so much to the point where we're not willing to, I don't want to say get involved, because it's not that we're not willing to get involved, but we're really not willing to step up and take our rightful place. I think that's an issue. That's a problem. You know, and I love the fact that, you know, Trump talked about destroying evil, or the evil ones, And people went nuts. Here, I think I can play this one. This one will work.
The scourge of our planet today is a small group of rogue regimes that violate every principle on which the United Nations is based. They respect neither their own citizens nor the sovereign rights of their countries. If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph. When decent people and nations become bystanders to history, the forces of destruction only gather power and strength.
Amen. Ain't that the truth? And they were all over him for this. They were as much over him for this as they were all over Reagan for his, you know, Gorbachev, tear down this wall piece. And they said they've never heard anybody say this before. But listen, you got to listen to this.
As the great parliamentarian Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And that, in essence, is why I'm here today.
Wow. So John F. Kennedy, JFK, another one of their gods, talked about not doing anything to save people, not doing anything, not getting involved. That's why I keep telling you, get involved, get engaged. You don't have to go to war. Your war could be at your local school board. Your war could be at your local city council water board meeting. Your war could be at the local PTA. Right? Your war could be asking all the right questions to your councilman, city, state senator, right? State assemblyman, state house member, whatever they're called in your areas. That could be your little war, keeping them on their toes, not pounding away at them, because that doesn't get you anywhere. Then you're just a nut job that shows up at every meeting. You want to be there with real information, with the right information. So be a thorn in their flesh. Be a thorn in their side, seriously. Make it very uncomfortable for them to do anything. They're going to know you're all over them. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. I mean, we're going to go through different parts of his speech. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. People have been doing that all day long. But I'll go through enough of it. Because I want you to hear what he had to say. I mean, some of you I know are getting bits and pieces throughout the day, too. But what I want to drive home is this point that they're saying he is the only president that has talked like this and has talked in a violent manner like this and not giving it out to the North Korean leader. I don't think so. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. We'll be back home with you.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract. strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. So listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That was partially a pirate and Irish thing going on there. Anyway, I am Joe Mazzini, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. We're talking about the president's speech today. Was it a home run? Or was it a fizzle out? Now, obviously, depending on who you talk to, we'll tell you different things, right? If you're on the left, oh, it was a total fizzle. It was nasty. It was nasty. Something like they've never seen before. Right? Love the, what was it, I don't remember what president it was or what representative it was that came up and said that, you know, Trump's speech was Reagan-esque. I'm thinking, does he understand that that's not a bad thing? I mean, how stupid can you be? If you're going to be up there, you're going to make comments about Donald Trump, President Trump, you need to have some ammunition. You know what I'm saying? So they go through some of these things, you know, and again, a lot of his speech was fine. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But to some of these issues, that the ones that the left latched onto, the way he spoke to the North Koreans, he left them, you know, what was her name? One of our illustrious senators here in California, Feinstein, I think it was, said that he missed an opportunity to offer a positive action. Nowhere did he give the North Koreans an out. Well, the North Koreans have been given an out since 2006, okay? The North Koreans had an out. When the sanctions are put on them, they're given an out. They're told what they can do to make it better, to make it happen. There's no reason to keep telling them. They're not kindergarten kids, are they? They're not first or second graders. We got to stop doing this. This is a joke. Seriously, and calling out the UN and telling them on how they've got to step up to the plate, what's wrong with that? Why are we so afraid to tell people what they should be, have to be, might be, gonna want to, coulda do? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, seriously. I mean, the fact that he said that the U.S. may have to totally destroy North Korea. So what? Maybe that's what they have to do. Total annihilation, right? And he ended his speech with, now we're calling for a great reawakening of nation. Wait, here. I'm getting ahead of myself because I got a little excited there. First, let's hear him say, now remember, I lined this up the way I did because the left is saying they have never heard. This is just so wrong. It's so nasty. But take a listen. You tell me who's nasty.
The scourge of our planet today is a small group of rogue regimes that violate every principle on which the United Nations is based. They respect neither their own citizens nor the sovereign rights of their countries. If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few.
You hear that? What's wrong with that statement? If you don't get off your butt and protect the other people, isn't that what they're doing here and the left is trying to do here? They're going to protect the downtrodden. They're going to protect the DACA kids. They're going to protect all those people that don't have a voice, that don't have a say. That's okay. It's not okay for President Trump to say it, is it?
Then evil will triumph.
He's right.
When decent people and nations become bystanders to history, the forces of destruction only gather power and strength.
Mm-hmm.
No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved.
You look at the size of that man over there in North Korea. You look at his family. I mean, even his little generals around him aren't that big. Takes three of them, you know, duct tape together to come up with his size. He is not struggling for food. He's not struggling for water. I mean, that haircut that he's got, I mean, there are people working the fields for him that can't get a haircut, a bath, a proper amount of water. Just a nasty man.
Regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more.
So far, what has he said that's wrong? They may not like it. It may not make them feel comfortable. And a lot of them are squirming in their seats. You'll notice that there's no applause at all anywhere. They don't know what to applaud, what not to applaud. He had just gone through telling them that they had, you know, that the UN and other nations had to pay their fair share. That they had to step up. That the UN had to step up. The UN had to do their job.
We were all witness to the regime's deadly abuse when an innocent American college student, Otto Warmbier, was returned to America only to die a few days later. We saw it in the assassination.
Yeah, where was the outrage of the left on that? When that young man came home and he was dead? He was dead for all intents and purposes. He was, you know, I forgive me, I don't mean this in a callous way, but, you know, a dead man walking. You saw it. They had mistreated this young man for stealing a political poster. Yeah, this is somebody you can reason with, right?
Only to die a few days later. We saw it in the assassination of the dictator's brother using banned nerve agents in an international airport. We know it kidnapped a sweet...
Think about that. Killed his own brother, killed his uncles, had family members killed. From day one, he's been wiping out loyalists to his father. For what reason, I don't know. You know, what do you want to put, his schoolyard buddies in there with him?
Using banned nerve agents in an international airport. We know it kidnapped a sweet 13-year-old Japanese girl from a beach in her own country to enslave her as a language tutor for North Korea's spies.
Isn't that nice of him? Sweetheart, we should reason with him. This is what the left believes, that we can use diplomacy. We've been using diplomacy for 25 years with these people, 30 years with these people. Even Susan Rice on the side of Mr. Obama said this was a failure. We have failed with North Korea. Enough with the nice. It's time for action.
If this is not twisted enough, now North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life.
Oh, yeah, the lefties are going, yes, no, he's not going to do that. He's not that crazy. He wants to live. He thinks he's a god. He's going to live no matter what happens. Yeah, they got to get their head together. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Yes, you must be part of the conversation. I'm not giving you an out. It really is that simple. We're talking about President Trump's speech today and how the left was making him nuts, making him crazy. Or I shouldn't say that. That he was making them crazy. And he was using terminologies they didn't like. They didn't like the way it sounded. It made them feel bad. They felt bad for a North Korean dictator. No, they didn't say they didn't feel bad. They felt it wasn't the right approach. You know, that he wasn't being presidential. He wasn't being statesmanlike. We've been statesmanlike with these wacktoids for what, 30, 40, 50 years? Hasn't helped. Time to change the approach. What, give him more money? Yeah, that worked out so well. We're going to listen to the Clintons? Aren't they the one that really solidified this mess with the North Koreans? So I'm playing bits and pieces of President Trump's speech, but I'm also inserting some of the speeches from Mr. Obama and Mr. Clinton. Because I want it clear that, you know, these people have selective recall. The Dems have selective recall. They think that President Trump is the only one that's made this noise, the only one that's done this kind of thing. It's not true. It is so not true. Take a listen.
It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict. No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
It is pointless for them to try to develop nuclear weapons, because if they are using them, it would be the end of their country.
Now, Apparently, nobody had, that was President Clinton. I can play it again if you want me to, but they were all up in arms that President Trump said that he would destroy them, you know. And some of them said, he was alluding to nuking them. He was alluding to using nuclear weapons on them. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no kidding. No, seriously, no kidding. Are these people serious? Let me say that again. No kidding. I find this just illuminating in more ways than one. But when President Clinton said he was going to, alluded to the fact that he was going to nuke them, he didn't come out and said, we'll nuke them off the face of the earth. What do you think he was talking about? Oh, it's Clinton. So he was kinder, gentler, or something like that, right?
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able. But hopefully, this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do.
They're not going to do. They never do. They put these sanctions in place. What do they really do with them? Do they back them up? You know, he gives Russia and China kudos for their vote. What about now their follow-through? How about now we get them to stop banking or doing the banking functions for North Korea? What do you think? That's not going to happen. Too much money for them. There's too much money going through their hands for that to stop. I believe they would vote for this. I believe they'll talk openly about how dangerous this is. But I don't really know what they're going to do about it. Would somebody want to enlighten me?
It is time for North Korea to realize that the denuclearization is its only acceptable future. The United Nations Security Council recently held two unanimous 15-0 votes adopting hard-hitting resolutions against North Korea. And I want to thank China and Russia for joining the vote to impose sanctions, along with all of the other members of the Security Council. Thank you to all involved. But we must do much more. It is time for all nations to work together to isolate the Kim regime until it ceases its hostile behavior.
I love the fact, again, the left is going out of its mind right now that Trump talks so much violence, so nasty. He talked down to them. He didn't give them any kudos for any of them. Well, why should he? I mean, very few nations really have been walking arm in arm with the U.S. We pay the majority of the money still over there at the U.N. You know, when we make these terms that they're totally useless, I get that in some cases that they help. I get in some cases having the efforts of multiple countries behind you. I get that. But we don't need them for that. We could do that on our own. We could pull together, you know, in most cases, we could pull together, you know, Canada, the Brits, even the Italians. There's a lot of countries we could pull together in a coalition. We don't necessarily need the UN to do that. Now, they're all talking about how great Mr. Obama is, and this isn't the way he spoke, and he tried to reach out to these people. He tried to make, yeah, okay. Let's hear what President Obama had to say about this, how he felt things were going with the North Koreans. I love it.
The 38th parallel now exists as much as a contrast between worlds as it does a border between nations, between a society that's open and one that is closed.
I mean, I know some of us don't want to hear his voice again because he's gone, but I'm trying to make a point here. Listen to the tone. Listen to the words that Mr. Oblamo's using. And why weren't they all against him? Why weren't they pounding on him for the tone in what he said in his speech?
Between a democracy that is growing and a pariah state that would rather starve its people than feed their hopes and dreams. That's not the result of a war. That's the result of the path that North Korea has taken.
Yep.
A path of confrontation and provocation.
Yep.
And pursuing the world's most dangerous weapons. And I want to be clear, the commitment that the United States of America has made to the security of the Republic of Korea only grows stronger in the face of aggression. Our alliance does not waver with each bout of their attention seeking. It just gains the support of the rest of the world. North Korea's continued pursuit of nuclear weapons is a path that leads only to more isolation.
So what did he do to stop it? No, come on, seriously, enough. The man's out of office now. What did he do to stop it? Clinton did a lot to help it move along in a positive way for the North Koreans. What did Obama do to stop it? We've known about this for years. What did he do to stop it?
It's not a sign of strength. Anybody can make threats. Anyone can move an army. Anyone can show off a missile. That doesn't make you strong. It does not lead to security or opportunity or respect. Those things don't come through force. They have to be earned. And real strength is allowing an open and...
Okay, so that's where he's wrong. Maybe respect as we know it should be earned. In some of those other countries, respect is earned by the guy that has the bigger guns. Respect is earned towards the guy that has more bombs. Respect is earned by the guy that's more willing to put you underground faster than anybody else. That's where he blows it. That's where the left misses it on a regular basis. Now, again, I used to say to you guys, I don't like it when somebody strictly starts talking about the left being a sickness. It always turned me off. And I didn't want it happening. But I'm getting to the point now when I hear them talk. It's just like, I don't know if some of you are old enough to remember about 25, 30 years ago. We used to talk about disarmament, right? Like if we disarmed our nukes, then the world would look at us and go, oh, see, they're not as violent as we thought they were. Let's disarm ours. Let's grind down our guns. There's no need for this anymore. It's never. Never in history has it worked that way. Never. Not one time. They have to be afraid of us to the point where they know, they know/believe that we have the armament, the equipment, the bombs, or whatever to wipe them out, to make them almost unrecognizable. And B, they have to believe we'll use them. Otherwise, it's a joke. Like it was for the last 8 years. Hey, quick commercial break. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Tell your loved ones, your unloved ones, friends, and whoever what's going on here. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Realside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I want to get right to it because I don't want to run out of time. You know, in light of the president's speech, I love that the left has lost their mind. And they can't remember the last time they heard a speech like this. They can't remember the last time that a president spoke so pointed at they went all the way back to FDR, at our enemies. And they, you know, the access of evil speech, you know, all those things that went on in between, they just want to forget all of that. They want to forget, you know, when Reagan screamed to Gorbachev to tear down the wall. You know, that was cowboy politics. That was just wrong. It wasn't presidential. I guess when the wall came down, that wasn't presidential either. I don't know. But this is where Trump trumps them all. He doesn't care what's presidential. He doesn't care what the normal process is. I mean, seriously, if you're drowning, you're going down for the third time. Do you care what the person has on who saves you? Do you care if the person can speak English or not? Do you care if the person is tall or short or whatever? You don't care. You want the hand. Help me out. So when listening to the president or ex-president Oblamo's speech, I've got to tell you, I'm surprised they didn't go ballistic on him, except that I already know they don't care about equality. That's not truly what they care about. They care about control. That's truly what they care about.
North Korea's continued pursuit of nuclear weapons is a path that leads only to more isolation. It's not a sign of strength. Anybody can make threats. Anyone can move an army. Anyone can show off a missile. That doesn't make you strong. It does not lead to security or opportunity or respect. Those things don't come through force. They have to be earned. And real strength is allowing an open and participatory democracy where people can choose their own leaders and choose their own destiny.
Now, wouldn't that be nice? Too bad it didn't apply to Bernie Sanders, huh?
And real strength is allowing a vibrant society where people can think and pray and speak their minds as they please, even if it's against their leaders, especially if it's against their leaders. Real strength is allowing free and open markets that have built growing, thriving middle classes and lifted millions of people out of poverty. We don't use our military might to impose these things on others, but we will not hesitate to use our military might to defend our allies and our way of life.
There you go. Well, how come nobody said that he threatened to use our military? How come nobody talked about him threatening to use the American military or the might of the U.S.? This shows you how partisan it is. It shows you how ideological it is. It has nothing to do with being American, for them anyway. It has nothing to do with protecting this country as a whole. It's protecting their principles. It's protecting what they believe to be truth. That's what it's about for them. And again, President Obama gave this same basic speech. We're not going to, not that he did anything about it, another red line speech, but we're not going to let them get away with it. It's wrong. They're wrong. How they treat their people is wrong. And we will use the American military to make sure that everything goes right. Well, not really, but it sounded good. Now, the other thing I love is, I can't think of her name, seasoned reporter, Andrea Mitchell, I think is who it is. And she goes off, I can't believe she made the statement, that no one has ever threatened to use force in this manner before this president. Take a listen.
Okay. Andrea, hi.
Hi. Could I follow up? The secretary's call was, though, well after the fire and fury language. Senator McCain and others, Republicans and Democrats.
By the way, nobody cares what Senator McCain had to say.
Have complained that it was, quote, bombastic in Senator Feinstein's view, not helpful, said Senator McCain, that no other president, not Eisenhower, not Reagan, no other president that he knew of would have used such language. And the implication from all of the critics is...
Now, did you catch that? Not Ike, not Eisenhower, not FDR, not JFK. Yeah, okay, listen.
That the president's language implied the use of nuclear force.
It is pointless for them to try to develop nuclear weapons because if they are using them, it would be the end of their country.
Now, I don't know how you dissolve a country except by nuclear force. Anybody got any ideas what Clinton was talking about? See, President Trump says it. I guess it's okay if you say it. No, I guess you can't say it. You can allude to it. You can think it in your head, but you can't say it. It's my argument all the time where I'm at. People get upset at me because I'm on a school board and the things that I say are... And I don't say outrageous things. At least none of you on Facebook or on the radio station, most of the stations I'm on, the majority of you, 99.8% of you, would think that nothing I say is outrageous. On the school board. I tone it down for my radio show. But they do. They think I'm out of control on the left. But they don't realize that the majority of the school board members think like I do. Not 100%, don't get me wrong, in some of the crazy stuff the Dems are doing to education. They agree with me. They just don't say it. Wouldn't you much prefer have somebody say it and say it out loud than to keep it in the back of their head and just act on it? Yeah, that was Andrea Mitchell. But again, let's just play that real quick, fast, again.
Bombastic in Senator Feinstein's view, not helpful, said Senator McCain, that no other president, not Eisenhower, not Reagan, no other president that he knew of would have used such language. And the implication from all of the critics is that the president's language implied the use of nuclear force.
It is pointless for them to try to develop nuclear weapons, because if they are used, them, it would be the end of their country.
The great parliamentarian Hindenburg said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And that, in essence, is why I'm here today.
So think about that. Some of the people they loved. Right? JFK. Clinton. Obama. Think about it. These people said, we will use force and nuclear force. JFK talks about doing, you can't do nothing. If good people do nothing, you're signing the death warrant of those other people. Right? It's just not right. There's one here I don't remember, but hey, whatever. Let's play it.
No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans.
And we kept giving them money. You didn't see people getting fatter, did you? No, you saw the military perceived. It perceived that the military was getting stronger for him. He got a little wider. And we kept giving them money. Every time they threatened to go to war, we gave them money. That doesn't make sense anywhere, people.
And for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more. We were all witness to the regime's deadly abuse when an innocent American college student, Otto Warmbier, was returned to America only to die a few days later.
So, well, that wasn't smart. I know I played a portion of this before, but I want to come back to that young man who died. Because it's not the only American they have in their prisons. They don't care. And the reason he doesn't care is because he's a god. He's going to come back. Everything's going to be fine. He could blow this whole planet up so a third of it is missing. He's a god. He's going to come back. He'll fix it all. How do you fight somebody like that? How do you fight a group of people or explain to a guy that thinks he's going to go to heaven and get 77 virgins, so stop doing what you're doing? Right? Trump ended his speech, but now we're calling for a great reawakening of nations. History's asking us if we are up to the task. I don't think we are. I think there's many Americans that are not. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it. Our hope is a world of proud, independent nations that embrace their duty, seek friendship, and seek common cause in the future of dignity and peace of the peoples of this earth. We will fight together, sacrifice together, stand up together for peace. I agree with that. I think we should. He goes on to say, for the justice, for the humanity, and for Almighty God who made us all. He went on to say, are we still patriots? Are you still patriots? Do we revere them enough to preserve our culture? There's some great lines in the speech. He singled out Cuba and Venezuela. Corrupt regimes imposing a failed ideology that creates more misery. He calls out Maduro for stealing power. All the things that made the left feel extremely uncomfortable. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me tonight, and I do appreciate it. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be here with me. God bless.